Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, hello, and welcome to the Senior Zone. Once again, by God's grace and His absolute mercy, I am here and humbled to be your host for yet another broadcast. Folks, this is Sean Perry, and since 2012, it's been our mandate here on the Senior Zone to discover the topics and discuss the issues and concerns that matter most to you, uniting seniors 50 and up with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice. The Senior Zone hopes to improve the quality of life for older adults everywhere. Why? Simply because we care. Also, while creating new conversations around how we age. The call number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. In today's first segment, we're going to hear from our good friends in print, Mr. Stu Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon newspaper. There's many notable events coming up in September's issue, and Stu, he's the one to share and get us locked in. In our second segment, we have our first-time visitor here to the Senior Zone and a rising figure in D.C. politics, council member Brandon Todd of Ward 4 within the District of Columbia, here to share his State of the Ward 4 Senior Address. We'll close out the show, as we routinely do, with birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. But as I customarily do, please allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. The trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. They can be reached at 301-255-0066, 301-255-0066. Next up, AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents who are 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, advanced directives, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you and at no cost. Their number is 202-434-2120, 202-434-2120. United Healthcare. The United Healthcare Community Plan is a Medicare Advantage plan offering more benefits than original Medicare, which makes getting care simpler for you. Their Medicare Advantage plan gives you access to the quality, service, and value of United Healthcare as well as their partners. For more information on the United Healthcare Community Plan, call 855-527-5966, 855-527-5966. Last but certainly not least, our friends over at CareLinx. That's CareLinx spelled with an X at the end, L-I-N-X. They are the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace, which helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Find the perfect caregiver match on carelinks.com/seniorzone. That's carelinks.com/seniorzone. When we return, get your pen and get your pad ready to learn about what's happening in your community. Stu Rosenthal and the Beacon newspaper is up next.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. And once again, I am your host, Sean Perry. With us today is the publisher of the Beacon newspaper, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. Are you there, Stu?
I am, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you back here on the Senior Zone. And I'm excited, Stu, to hear about what's happening in September. I know it's still August. We have a ways to go, but I'm excited to hear about what's happening in the next 30 days or so. So please allow me, Stu, before I jump into some of the things I want to ask you, let me introduce you to our listeners, those that just may not know of the Beacon newspaper. But sure. Stu Rosenthal has been the publisher and editor of the Beacon newspapers since he and his wife, Judy, established the company way back in 1989. The free award-winning monthly newspaper serves the 50-plus population of Greater Washington, Greater Baltimore, as well as Howard County, and they have a readership exceeding 400,000. As part of his commitment to seniors of the Washington area, Stu has been active on numerous boards and committees for many years. He currently serves as chair of the Maryland Commission on Aging, a position appointed to him by former Maryland Governor Mr. Martin O'Malley. Great bio, and thank you for what you do on behalf of our seniors, Stu.
Oh, thank you, Sean. It's a very nice introduction.
You're quite welcome. So tell us, I know we have a big, big event, you know, coming up for you. It's a major event for you. You're approaching, I don't know, umpteen years. You can share more about that.
Okay, but, sure.
It's an expo. It's your expo. It's the Beacon Expo. So just tell us, you know, how long, you know, that expo has been in existence. What's going to take place at that particular event?
Sure. I can hardly believe it, but this is going to be our 17th year with the 50-plus Expo. We've changed the name a few times over the years, but this is what it is. It's an event for people 50 and over, for older adults, their families, their caregivers, anybody who's concerned and interested in retirement issues and retirement planning and looking ahead. So we have two events because we want to cover the whole metro area. Mm-hmm. Sunday, September 11th, we're going to be at the Silver Spring Civic Center in downtown Silver Spring. As you know, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where you do your radio program.
I can throw a rock there.
Right. And then 2 weeks later, on Sunday, September 25th, we're going to be in Northern Virginia at the new Springfield Town Center. That used to be Springfield Mall, but it's been completely redone. Boy, is it gorgeous. And now it's called the Town Center.
It is. It is. So you mentioned some screenings that will take place there. Can you delve a little deeper into that? Are there going to be, you know, health screenings? And what sort of screenings will be held there?
Sure. There's all kinds of things going on. And let's start with the screenings because that's important to a lot of people. First of all, both events are completely free. They run from noon to 4 p.m. on those two Sundays. And for screenings, we have glaucoma screening, osteoporosis, balance, blood pressure, and vein disease. And these are at no charge, of course. Also, CVS pharmacists will be there giving flu shots, both regular and the high dose for those 65 and older. They're not actually free, but if you have your Medicare card, it won't cost you anything. Okay. If you have insurance, it won't cost you anything. Otherwise, I think it's $40 for the shot.
Wow, it is that time of year, flu shots, huh?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah, and we want to be, you know, prepared because we've had some very bad years. So let's hope this isn't one of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything else happening at that point?
Oh, so much is going on. I just touched the surface there. So the main aspect of the event, I would say, is our exhibitors and our resources. We have a free resource room. In other words, where nonprofits and government agencies give out all kinds of information and literature and answer your questions on all kinds of services and issues being provided by the nonprofit and government communities. Mm-hmm. And then we have a huge business area where all kinds of businesses and services are promoting their products for older adults. So let's say you're thinking about moving as you get older. So you want to know, what are the different housing options out there? Independent living, assisted living, continuing care. What kinds of questions do I ask? How do I choose? There'll be lots of those kinds of exhibitors. And let's say you don't want to move, or you're not ready to move. You want to stay at home. Well, what if you need to maybe do a little remodeling? Well, we'll have people to answer those kinds of questions. Or you want to bring in home health care. We'll have people for that kind of subject. And then there are all kinds of medical specialists there, hearing in particular, but other kinds of specialists as well. Mm-hmm. Hospitals, nursing and rehabilitation information. There's anything you need, or you might consider you might need as you get older. There'll be people there providing free information, and often giveaways and door prizes and that kind of thing as well.
Sure. And so this is, you know, the spirit of the Senior Zone. And I always try to, you know, use this platform to bridge that informational gap for seniors, Stu, and tap them into many of the programs and services, tools and resources that are readily available to them by well-intended, you know, organizations. And you Absolutely. Have those organizations there under one roof. So I implore those that need help, you know, you can go to the Beacon Expo. You have two locations coming up in September to go there and just see what you may be eligible for and eligible to receive there at the Beacon Expo. I get off that bandwagon, Stu, but I understand you have a phenomenal keynote speaker.
We are very excited about this. Not everybody may know who he is, perhaps, but a lot of people will. His name is Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Mm-hmm. He is a retired homicide detective. He spent 25 years or more on the police force solving hundreds of murder cases for the Colorado Springs Police Force. He now lives in Virginia, and he is improbably, at the age of 70, a TV star. He is now the star of the number one show on Investigation Discovery Channel called Homicide Hunter. And the show is built around his own personal experiences solving murder cases. And each week, a different murder case he discusses, and they reenact, and it's like a Columbo kind of thing, you know, and he sort of tells you how the process was, how they went about discovering and catching the murderer. Apparently, it's a huge show. It's got, I think, 25 million viewers worldwide. And he's just a real celebrity, and he's just getting a kick out of this whole new life for himself at the age of 70. So we're very excited to have him come and talk about his life, both before and after fame, I guess. Yeah. I think it'll be real draw.
Yeah, I'm sure I want to come out and listen to, you know, to him speak as well as meet him. And
he's a good speaker,
he
really is.
Interesting stories. You know, Stu, a few weeks ago, I decided to purchase my mother a smartphone, and she's listening. She's going to kill me after this show. But she's an older 70, you know, as opposed to, I know folks that are young 80s. So I finally gave her a smartphone, and it's like she had a Star Trek kind of experience. She's just lost. So I know she's not the only one. She's not isolated. But we need to get our seniors, you know, connected and wired.
Aren't you right about
information
that?
Yeah. Agent. I understand that you're going to have students, you know, high school students, mentors there to educate and train and teach our seniors how to use their smartphones, their tablets, and any of the other smart kind of gadgets. Can you talk about that?
That's absolutely right. We call it the Tech Cafe. It's going to be in one of the rooms at the Silver Spring Civic Center. Unfortunately, only at Silver Spring. We're not going to have that in Springfield. Mm-hmm. But we have, I think, around 20 or 25 high school students who are going to be there to sit down one-on-one and show our visitors, you know, how they can make the most use of their phone or their laptop or their tablet, whatever. So if you're interested in that, if you want to take advantage of that, of course, it's limited. There are only 20 people or so, and we have three or four segments of time during the course of the four-hour show. Mm-hmm. So when you come to the expo, register right away and indicate on one of the forms that you want to be mentored and in what, and we will give you a time for that and assign you to somebody. And then you can come in and spend time, and they'll really help you get as much as you possibly can out of that device. So be sure that those who are doing that bring their devices fully charged and make sure they know their passwords to get into the system, because they'll need access to all the various software things that they need to learn how to use.
Yeah, Lord, I may have to come with my mother and give her her own password to her device. I'm going to try to make sure she's, okay. she's there. Grand prize.
This
year, you always give out grand prizes, but I think this year is going to be the grander of them all. Can you talk about that?
You are quite right. We have a lot of door prizes of all. CVS gives lots of cards to use in the stores. But this year, we're so excited to have a 10-day trip to China for two.
Wow.
This is courtesy of Nexus Holidays. They're a new advertiser with us that do China trips. And this is basically almost all expenses paid. It's 8 nights, 10 days, airfare from the Washington, D.C. area to China, airfare within China, hotels, luxury hotels, most meals, guided tours, tips, taxes, and fees. It's worth well over $3,000. It's a really exciting door prize, and one person's going to win it from the two events.
Sounds like a trip of a lifetime.
That's a really, it's as many people as we attract. It's still not a huge number of people to be in a drawing for something like that great. So
right,
I hope
right.
people will come. And you have to register when you come, though. You got to fill out the form.
Gotcha. And real quick, before I let you go, where are the events again? Silver Spring Civic Center
is downtown Silver Spring. And then the Springfield Town Center, which is the former Springfield Mall in Springfield, Virginia. But you can call us up. Anybody could call us, and we'll send you information and tell you directions and that kind of thing. Can I give our phone number out there?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 301-949-9766.
One more time.
949-9766.
Okay, with the time I have left, Stu, tell us, if you can, if it's not too confidential, what's coming up in the September issue of the Beacon newspaper?
Oh, I don't want to give too much away, but I'll tell you about a really great travel story we have. There are three phenomenal world-class resorts within a relatively modest drive of where we live. That's the Homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia. It's the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and it's Nemacolin Woodlands in Pennsylvania's Laurel Highlands. We have a really nice story talking about all the amazing things you can do at each of those three places. So I encourage those who are either armchair travelers or they really like to go places to take a look for that article.
Gotcha. If you haven't been to the Greenbrier, I was fortunate to go there some years ago when I played golf out there.
Uh-huh.
It's a phenomenal property they have out there, and it's just not a golf property. There's so much to do for everyone who gets a chance to go out to Greenbrier. So
there's
I'm not plugging Greenbrier. They're
right.
not paying me for that at all. For those that don't know where to get the Beacon, and I get the Beacon, every month, Stu, and I like what you do and have been doing for the past umpteen years. Where can they find and get their copy of the Beacon?
I would say as a general rule, you can find us at CVS drugstores, usually in the rack where they have Wall Street Journal and Post and other newspapers at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us at almost every public library, recreation department, and senior center in the metropolitan area. And then we're in hundreds of doctor's offices and churches and synagogues and other kinds of stores. So if you want to know where we are and you don't see it on your route normally, give us a call, as I told you, 301-949-9766.
Mm-hmm.
And give us your zip code and we'll tell you lots of places within very easy distances you can go and pick up copies. We have 1,500 sites throughout the metropolitan area, so it shouldn't be hard to get
one. And the cost of your publication?
It's free. The paper is free. The expo is free. If you want to subscribe to it and have it mailed to you, it's $12 a year. But other than that, it's completely free.
See, Stu, that's why I love you, and I'm speaking for my seniors, because that's the four-letter F word that we love on the Senior Zone. Free. F-R-E-E. I can say that all day long, and they will love me. Anything else going on with you? I understand, when I'm out in the community, I see you on certain boards, and you're doing so many things. Do you want to share a little bit before I let you go about what you're doing?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot to say at the moment. Yeah, I'm very involved in the community, and I serve in lots of committees. There's something new called the Dementia Friendly Initiative, as well as this World Health Organization Age Friendly Initiative,
mm-hmm.
both of which are trying to make communities more appropriate for people who are getting older and people who might be getting memory loss. So I'm involved on several committees along those lines and learning a lot and enjoying having a chance to participate in and help out in those things.
Yeah, but you'd be glad to know my next interview is council member Brandon Todd.
Oh, yes, Brandon's great.
And we're going to talk about age-friendly D.C. and where we are, maybe get a status update if we can there. So I'm looking forward to that discussion with him. So he's jotting down notes right now, getting ready for that discussion there. But Stu, I want to thank you for all that you do, my friend. I look forward to talking with you next month.
Thank you, Sean. Take care.
Keep it up.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. Folks, we are going to take a short break. When I come back, up next, again, will be Ward 4 council member, Mr. Brandon Todd. Still to come, birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements. Take me away, we have a beautiful engineer here at the Senior Zone. Her name is Melody. So everyone out there, say hello, Melody. They're waving at you, Melody. All right, take us a break, sweetheart.
Did you know that according to an AARP study, they found that 90% of people over 65 want to age at home? Luckily, finding the best care for your parents doesn't have to break your spirit or the bank. CareLinx is now the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Whether your parent needs help with personal care, getting to their doctor's appointments, or just companionship, a caregiver can be there when you can't. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx. Listeners can get the first 4 hours of care for free by visiting us online at carelinx.com/seniorzone. CareLinx, spelled C-A-R-E-L-I-N-X, ending with an X. That's 4 hours of free care when you visit carelinx.com/seniorzone.
Hey folks, this is Sean Perry of the Senior Zone. Do you have questions about Medicare? Now is the time to look at your health needs to be sure you have a health care plan to best meet them. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare offers more benefits than original Medicare and may include prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan. Do you have Medicare? Are you eligible for Medicaid or QMB? Call and find out if you can enroll today. Attend an informational Medicare plan meeting in your community and bring a friend. Call a Medicare plan director at 855-527-5966 to find a time and location that works best for you. That's 855-527-5966.
Your host, Sean Perry of the Senior Zone, and I am honored, I am pleased, delighted to have with us today Council Member Mr. Brandon Todd of Ward 4. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Sean, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're quite welcome. What do I call you? I want to make sure, is Council Member Brandon Todd, or can I call you Brandon for the show?
You can call me Brandon.
I can call you Brandon?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Didn't want to disrespect the title. I completely, you've earned it. You've earned it.
Thank you.
Folks, with us again today is Council Member Brandon Todd. He is a native Washingtonian. He attended Eastern Senior High School on Capitol Hill. He received his Bachelor's of Science in Communication with a concentration in Public Relations from Bowie State University and a Master's of Business Administration with a concentration on Organizational Development from Trinity Washington University. Brandon is committed to moving forward an agenda that focuses on expanding services for seniors, improving education in D.C. schools, supporting economic development and small business growth, while improving the quality and safety of district neighborhoods. He sits on the committees on business, consumer and regulatory affairs, education and transportation, and the environment. He is the fifth elected council member representing Ward 4 of the District of Columbia and was recently sworn in this past May 14th of 2015, to the district council chamber. He attends St. Mary's Episcopal Church and resides in the Petworth section of Ward 4. Extensive bio. That's condensed. That's the Cliff Notes version.
Well, that was a pretty good readout of my bio. Thank you, Sean.
Well, I want to thank your staff, Jordan and Dolly, over there, giving them a shout out for making all of that happen, for you. So let's talk Ward 4 State of the Senior Address. Just on a high level, council member, where are we? How are the seniors in Ward 4 doing?
Well, I'm the council member that really has the privilege to represent the highest number of seniors in the District of Columbia, roughly 17,000 of them. And the state of our seniors, they're doing well. We have a lot of seniors who want to age in place right in their own homes. They're active in their communities. Many of them are on the ANC. Many of them are leading their civic associations. And they just want to make sure that the city and the community that they've built over the last 5 decades can continue to be one that supports seniors, that supports safe neighborhoods and aging in place initiatives.
Yeah, I see you from time to time, around the city doing what you do, and you do it well. You're very visible. I can say that, in Ward 4, and I'm sure around the city, as well. Tell us, from your experience and your travels, what have you learned about Ward 4 seniors?
Ward 4 seniors, they're just like all other seniors. They want good, swift government services. Mm-hmm. They want safe neighborhoods. But I think most importantly, they want to age in place right in their own homes. And they want a government that will support them in doing just that. And so many of my seniors are well into their 90s and some even 100 and above. And they live alone. When I see seniors that are 75 and 80, I'm like, they're young. because a lot of the people I've represent are well into their late 80s, early 90s. They still drive. They live alone. They take care of family, in some cases, husbands or wives. So we have a very vibrant senior population.
Yeah, I like something you just said, and this is not scripted, but you said my seniors. You took ownership of that. And I do the same thing as well. I say my listeners, my seniors here on the Senior Zone, because I care and love, you know, them. And I want to do my part to improve the quality of their life. So you saying that to me speaks volumes. You've taken ownership of your Ward 4 seniors.
I take ownership of all 17,000 of them. They belong to Councilmember Brandon Todd. And I'm going to do everything that I can as long as I'm on the council to make sure that we're moving smart policies that will help them age in place, to make sure that we're funding programs for seniors, expanding a lot of the programs that our government currently has, because they are my seniors, Sean.
I'm going to do my part, Brandon, if you will allow me to, and I think I'm entitled to, because you're a public figure, to hold you to that, you know, and taking care of our seniors here on the Senior Zone. That's my platform. And I do all I can to advocate, you know, for seniors. So we're watching, and I appreciate what you're doing. I haven't had many other council members on our show, so you're here for a reason. And I've seen you in the community, you know, advocating for seniors and interacting with seniors, and they seem to have an affinity, you know, for you. And you didn't pay me for any of this.
I didn't pay you for any of it.
Not a dime.
And I want you to hold my feet to the fire, because my 17,000 seniors do every day.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely move the ball forward for
seniors. So what are the outreach efforts? You know, I mean, you're out in the community, you're visible, you hold your town hall meetings or something similar to that, where folks have access, you know, to you. What other outreach efforts do you think you need to do to reach more of those 17,000?
So one thing I thought it was very important. So this past January 2016, I kicked off several advisory committees, and one of them is a senior advisory committee. And that body of Ward 4 seniors is set up specifically to advise me on legislative and policy measures that will help seniors age in place, help them be able to live in their communities longer, look at how the government can expand services for seniors, but also help me to expand some of our community initiatives around senior outreach. You know, there are hundreds of organizations in our region that serve seniors, and I count yours as one of them. As you know, I will host my second annual State of the Ward 4 Senior Address. It'll be on Thursday, October 27th at Riggs LaSalle Recreation Center. And last year, we had north of 450 Ward 4 seniors. We had over 100 vendors from every organization in our region that serve seniors. And I gave my State of the Senior Address, where Ward 4 seniors were last year, where we want them to go, and how I'm going to help make sure that we're moving the ball forward at in the D.C. government.
So from that State of the Senior Address, the Ward 4 State of the Senior Address last year to the upcoming one, what are some of the challenges you saw then that still may be in place today, or what are some of the challenges you saw then that we've overcome?
So while I think our government does a fabulous job at being in the community, touching our seniors, as you know, we have about 100,000 seniors, people that qualify to be a senior in the D.C. And I think our Office on Aging serves roughly about 40,000 of them. So there's a big gap. How do we as a government reach more seniors to let them know the work that we're doing in D.C. government, the resources that are available? And it's people, partners like you here at the Senior Zone, that will help us get the word out to DC seniors. I think that's something that we really have to focus on, is how we get the word out to the senior that's at home, the senior that's not a member of the local senior center, the senior that may not go to the ANC or the Civic Association meeting. How do we reach them? And so I like going door to door, and I met a lot of seniors and made sure that they knew about a lot of the programs that our government has in place. And we're just going to have to do more door to door campaigns. We're going to have to do more robocall campaigns, more leaflets to people's doors to let them know what our government's doing, because we're doing quite a lot in D.C. government.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've been, you know, in this space since 2007. So I've seen the district come along and surrounding counties as well. With their approach and sensitivity towards this demand, the demographics are just, you know the demographics.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be top heavy, you know, soon, in terms of there are going to be more people over the age of 60 than there are under 14.
Yes.
In the next 10, 15 years or so. So our local governments have to be ready for that, you know, tsunami their resources. You mentioned resources. Are there any unique resources that are available to Ward 4 senior residents versus the other wards?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably equally spread out across the district. Many wards have great senior centers. We have Hattie Homes. We have Fort Stevens. We have Emory. We have Colony House. We have a number of places where seniors can go every day, get a good hot meal. They can go exercise. They can do yoga. They can get their blood pressure taken and many things like that that will support their whole well-being. We also have a lead senior service agency, VITA Senior Services, and they provide a lot of outreach, a lot of resources. They deliver a lot of meals and make a lot of people happy. So I think that the services are equally spread out, yeah. But me being the council member that represents the highest number of seniors in all 8 wards of the District of Columbia is always looking at how I can get my seniors more.
Exactly, exactly. You know, speaking about those facilities, you know, and I've been to many of them. I can't say all of them, but many, definitely all of the senior and the wellness centers that we have here. The District of Columbia, it's a gem. It's a hidden treasure, in my opinion, in many of these locations, from just not the infrastructure itself, what the building looks like and what it looks like on the inside, but some of the people, or many of the people, absolutely, you know, at these facilities that just care. So if you're not taking advantage of it, and I say this all the time, Brandon, you got to take advantage of the stuff that's available out there. And I want you to mention those sites again for those that are listening and, you know, our Ward 4 listeners right now.
Absolutely.
What are some of those sites?
So we have Hattie Homes Senior Wellness Center, which,
on Kennedy Street.
Yes, it's really our gym. I call it kind of the flagship of our senior centers. Mm-hmm. We have a senior program at Emory Recreation Center on Georgia Avenue. We have a senior program at Fort Stevens, which is on Van Buren Street, Northwest. Mm-hmm. We have Colony House that has a day program. It has lunch. Zion Baptist Church on Blagden Avenue also has a senior program. We have one at LeMond Recreation Center.
Hello, Venetia over there.
Yes, yes. We have Riggs LaSalle. They have a senior program. And every day I look at how I can support those programs that we have, get them more, and look at how we expand. Because as you said, we're going to be top heavy in the district, in the region, and our governments are going to have to do more to cater to our seniors and keep them happy.
A quick story. When I first came into this space, this senior space back in 07, the very first senior facility I stepped into was in Ward 4. It was Fort Stevens.
Okay.
And at the time, Lewis Jones was the director of that facility.
I missed Mr. Jones.
I met Mr. Jones then. He's not there. He's in another location right now. But that was my entree into a senior, DC senior, you know, the community, if you will. I can't find another word for it right now. But Fort Stevens is a great and active, robust, you know, since I learned that was the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah. You know, the seniors at Fort Stevens, they don't mess around.
Yeah.
And so just like any of our seniors in Ward 4, they're some of the toughest folks in the city, and they hold me accountable every day to deliver for them. And we're going to do that and move that ball forward.
So let's talk about what you've done thus far.
Absolutely.
You know, you've been in office now for, as you said earlier, about 15 months or so there. So what have you done, you know, what efforts have you made legislatively? Speaking to help or benefit in any way, you know, our Ward 4 seniors.
Yep. So one of the first pieces of legislation that I introduced after being elected was a measure that would create a senior legal clinic at the University of the District of Columbia's Law School, and it is called the UDC Elder Law Amendment Act of 2015. We haven't even gotten that bill passed through the council, but in this budget cycle for 2017, I was able to secure $500,000 to get that senior legal clinic up and running starting October 1st when our new fiscal year starts. So I know the importance of making sure that Ward 4 and DC seniors have free access to legal advice around tax issues. If they're getting work done on their homes and they want an attorney to look at the paperwork to make sure that they're getting the best deal possible, they will be able to go to the University of the District of Columbia, where we are putting out some of the best attorneys in the city of Washington, D.C., and get free legal advice. So D.C. and Ward 4 seniors get free legal advice, and our law students are getting needed experience around gerontology issues. And that's something that's near and dear to me, making sure that our next generation is thinking about the generation that came before us. Yeah.
Did you see a need for that?
Oh, absolutely. You know? I hear seniors all the time. They say, council member, I need some legal advice. And I don't have $300 an hour to pay an attorney, right? You know, they may have a retirement or Social Security, but $300 is $300. And if they can use that money to you know, help with cleaning around the house, maybe spruce up and paint their front porch, I would much rather see them reinvest that in their home or reinvest that in their quality of life. Then have to pay.
Well, please let us know. I want to come to the grand opening of that October 1st.
Yes, October 1st. I was just telling Jordan on my way up, let's get an event planned with UDC. And so we'll definitely make sure that you know about it because it's just going to be such a fantastic program.
You know, I'm always speaking about a few things here, whether it's knowing your numbers, you know, meaning your cholesterol, your blood pressure, your glucose levels, all those numbers, as well as being ready. I just did a show on Final Affairs last week, maybe the week before last. Okay. And talked about the importance of wills and power of attorneys and advanced directives. And if you have any landlord-tenant disputes, you know, and a host of other legal issues, you know, now you have a place you can go to. Yes. There are other resources available along that line as well in the district, but it's great to know that the district is doing their part to help out seniors because, yeah, you're right. Most of us, including myself, can't afford a $300 per hour, you know, attorney.
Absolutely.
99% of us, I would venture to say.
Absolutely. You know, and if you qualify as a senior, you'll start in October 1, you'll be able to go to UDC and get free legal advice from competent attorneys. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And I look forward to that. Anything else that you've introduced thus far?
Well, you know, I've introduced bills. You know, seniors tell me all the time, council member, it's so hard for me to traverse sidewalks in our city. And we know that we have an aging infrastructure that we're investing hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars in every day and every year to make better. But seniors always talk to me about the ability to traverse sidewalks. And so I introduced a measure that will require the District Department of Transportation to repair sidewalks in a 7-day period once they've determined what the issue is. So I will tell you, seniors who are on walkers, seniors who are using canes, and even if they aren't, they should be able to walk across sidewalks in our city that are smooth and without cracks. And so,
and that doesn't apply to seniors. That goes to the Age Friendly Initiative, which I know you know about. Safe streets, you know, apply to everyone from cradle, you know, to the grave.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and smooth sidewalks, you know, prevents everyone
yes.
from tripping and falling and hurting themselves.
Absolutely.
There. But that being said, can we talk more about the age-friendly initiative there? Where are we? If you're able to, give us a status update in terms of where are we in terms of getting that designation by 2017. I believe the target was.
Yes.
For then, where are we now in terms of all of those criteria that we need to meet?
Well, I know that our government works every month. Our Department of Transportation, our Housing Department, our Aging Office, you name it. Those agencies are working with the Executive Office of the Mayor, with the Council, to put us in compliance so that we can be one of the most age-friendly cities by 2017. I am really excited that earlier this year I was named a citywide ambassador. For the Age Friendly Business Initiative. And in Ward 4, I think we have 10 businesses that fit the criteria that say they're an age friendly business. And so basically, what that means is a business that's willing to make considerate and very direct improvements, if you will, larger font on things, easy to access, having staff willing to work just with seniors when they come in. And it can be anything from a hardware store to a bookstore. And so I will spend time over the next 12 months going all around the city to encourage more businesses, small, medium, and large, to become age-friendly businesses. And then they would get a certificate from me to say, you're a business that a senior should visit because you are going to think about what will help their experience be more meaningful.
Sounds like a collaboration between the Senior Zone and Brandon Todd.
I think it would be fabulous.
And a show idea.
Yes.
You know, calling out those businesses that are doing, you know, senior friendly things.
Oh, I think it'll be wonderful. Verizon actually is one of the lead champions on it. And so I see Verizon, the Senior Zone. Ward 4 council member all teaming up to
get across the city. Right here live, you know, here on the show.
I think that's very exciting.
If we can, council member Todd, let's talk about, you know, what I hear all the time as the number one issue for seniors. This is what I hear. And I hear many things, and that is transportation. That is so important. If you can have all the great services in the world, but if our seniors can't get to it, it's for naught. Mm-hmm. Where are we in terms of expanding our transportation services to make it accessible and affordable for, you know, all of our district resident seniors?
Absolutely. So, you know, in the district, Seabury mm-hmm. Aging Resources, they do a lot of our transporting of our seniors to, you know, dialysis appointments. They transport them to grocery store trips. Even if they want to take a leisurely trip to the mall, they will provide that transportation. We have to do more around senior transportation. We have more seniors than we can service, but I think that we're definitely headed in the right direction. I know that during this budget cycle, the council spent a considerable amount of time on senior transportation issues. Unfortunately, I don't serve on the committee that has the Office on Aging on it, but I work very closely with that committee and really looking at what resources we have and how we can expand them. I think we're going to have to expand some of our transportation options for seniors. But I know that our Department of Parks and Recs does a lot of transporting of our seniors, Seabury, the Office on Aging, and many partners. But I think that, like you said, making sure our seniors can get from point A to point B safely and securely is critically important.
Yeah, I was going to bring up, you know, and ask you a question. And thank you for that, sir. Just your relationship with the DC Office on Aging and the newly appointed executive director, Ms. Laura Newland over there. How is that relationship there? I've always thought over the past several years that agency should be elevated to a department level agency and have a bigger seat at the table there. That's just my two cent there, because I advocate for seniors, right? So
absolutely.
I want them to have a bigger seat, you know, at the table. But how's that relationship in with DCOA and the council at large?
Well, no, one of the first things I did when I got elected and Laura, Ms. Newland wasn't there, mm-hmm. I went to every senior center in Ward 4. I met with the director to talk about how I can be helpful, right? I want to know what the Ward 4 council member can do to move the ball forward for seniors. I probably speak to Ms. Newland probably four times a month, at least once a week, about mm-hmm. the priorities for the seniors in Ward 4. We're actually going to take a quick tour of Hattie Homes on this Wednesday just to check in. See how the facilities are, make sure that my seniors are happy and that they're getting everything they need from that experience. And I will tell you, Laura Newland really hit the ground running when she became the director of the DC Office on Aging. Mm-hmm. And I think that she has the vision to lead that agency that will lead it into the future, really.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about her leadership and her partnership.
Okay. Anything happening with respect to DC Parks and Recs and seniors there with all their facilities?
Oh, absolutely. I talk to Keith Anderson, mm-hmm. our DPR director, probably once a day.
Okay.
You know, I have a number of seniors.
I get to meet him, by the way, so I'm looking forward to meeting
him. You should have him on the show. He does a really phenomenal job. He's a Ward 4 resident at leading the agency, you know, that touches from the cradle to the grave, right? Some of our youngest constituents to some of our most seasoned. Yeah. And there are a lot of initiatives that they have going on around seniors. You know, they host the citywide senior day, mm-hmm. which I'm trying to convince them to move it to Ward 4 mm-hmm. for next year. Why not? Right.
Yeah, sure.
You know, move
spread
it around,
like
all eight wards, but we can start in Ward 4 next year. Right.
There we go.
So I'm going to push and advocate for that. But he does a really good job.
Okay.
At that. One thing I was really excited to do last month with Verizon is I hosted a senior technology training mm-hmm. At Fort Stevens, one of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do one of those at just about every facility in the ward. And so Verizon came out with their team. They taught seniors how to use smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
I charged every senior in the room. There were about 55 of them. I said, I'm going to give you all my cell phone number and I want you to text me how the class is going. I got 33 text messages from seniors who probably had never texted before.
Text.
And so occasionally now they'll text me, Councilmember Todd, I need a service. Who should I call?
Right.
Call my office or call me and we'll figure
You're
it out.
You're now the resource.
I'm now
them.
The resource via text message.
Well, that's a good thing. That's why I'm trying to get my mother, you know, I know she's listening today. She's going to kill me after the show for putting her on blast like that. But last, I have about 30 seconds for you, Councilmember. Any last remarks, anything that you want to say? The floor is yours.
Well, I just want to thank you, Sean, for really bringing to light issues for people who, in some cases, can't speak up for themselves, senior citizens, people who've built this city, built our region, made it a place that you want to raise your family, made it a place that I want to give back to. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to our partnership and knowing that we're going to work together and deliver. deliver more for DC seniors.
Well, thank you so very much for all that you do. You're the smart guy. You know, you have a high IQ. I'm just a guy that cares and trying to do my part here on the Senior Zone for a population that I still revere. You know, absolutely. And that's just part of my upbringing there to revere and respect, you know, the elderly. So that's my 2 cents there. But Councilmember Brandon Todd, Ward 4 Councilmember, I want to thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's the pleasure.
And you're welcome back anytime.
I'm ready.
You're welcome back.
Maybe I'll come
back. You have my number. You know where I live here at the Radio 1 studio. So you're welcome back anytime. So thank you so very much. How many of you are still here despite your share of heartaches, despite your share of loneliness, and despite being lied on? Can I get an amen out there? Because I know it's you. Here is Still Here by the Williams Brothers. Birthdays of the week, as well as news and announcements, are coming up next.
I like that, y'all. Listen. Heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here. I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen, through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it.
Yeah. I
made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Light on. Many times I've been lied on,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burden,
I had to bear so many
burdens, but I'm still here. Yes. Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Yeah, through it all.
Another day's journey. Woo. God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present helper in my time of need. Standing right there, just to see about me. Oh, I made it, y'all. One more day, y'all.
The Lord
kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no. I made it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Folks, we get to acknowledge and recognize those that are celebrating yet another year. And first up is yours truly, Sean Perry. I've turned 53 as of today. Thank God for yet another year. Next up, we have Mr. Benny Duncan, 62, tomorrow, August 23rd, from Columbia, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Duncan. Miss Blanca Malone, I like that name, 61. One more year till she's Social Security eligible. She turns 61 on Wednesday, August 24th, from Kensington, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Miss Malone, and thank you for listening. Miss Sheila Frazier is 83. God bless you. On Wednesday, August 24th, from Southeast D.C. Thank you for listening. Next up is Naomi Weaver, 75, the big 75. Friday, August 26th, from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Thank you for listening out there in Glen Burnie, Maryland, Anne Arundel County. Miss April Phillips is 73 on Friday, August 26th, hailing from Alexandria, Virginia. Thank you, Miss Phillips. Mr. Victor Luna, 87. God bless him. Saturday, August 27th, from Northwest D.C., Miss Patsy Daniels turned 60 on Sunday, August 28th, from Northwest D.C. Thank you for listening. Next up is Miss Geneva Jensen, is 71 on Sunday. A lot of Sunday birthdays coming up. August 28th, from Oakton, Virginia. And last but not least, a good old friend of mine is turning 52. She's still a youngin', y'all. Sunday, August 28th, from Temple Hills, Maryland. Thank you, Miss Beatrice Swan. In news and announcements of the week, on Wednesday, September 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., United Healthcare will be available to discuss your Medicare options at the Grub, Southeast Pharmacy, and Mini Mart on 1800 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, and that's in Southeast D.C. For more information, call 855-527-5966, 855-527-5966. Plan to attend the 17th annual, I can't believe it's been that long, 17th annual Beacon Expo at the Silver Spring Civic Center on Sunday, September 11th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. There'll be many exhibitors, available resources to tap into, folks, entertainment, health screenings, even your flu shots. Is that time of the year coming up. Giveaways as well as door prizes. For you not-so-tech-savvy seniors, there's also going to be a technology cafe for one-on-one mentoring on your smartphones and tablets. So don't miss that event on September 11th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Folks, this is really special for us here on the Senior Zone. We have an opportunity to present. The Senior Zone presents the Temptations Review with Mr. Dennis Edwards himself on Sunday, September 11th at 1:30 p.m. at the historic Howard Theater. Please come down and show your support. Tickets are discounted to $30 for listeners of the Senior Zone. So get your tickets now by calling 202-803-2899. That's 202-803-2899. Or you can go online to thehowardtheater.com. Thehowardtheater.com. Next in news, Benefits Checkup. Folks, this is a website that you can go to that screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment and volunteer opportunities. It is a wealth. It's a resource, folks. Screenings on this website is confidential. So go to benefitscheckup.org. That's benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. The D.C. Office on Aging, their newest program called Safe at Home, promotes aging in place for older adults as well as persons living with disabilities by offering up to $10,000 in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To begin the application process or to seek more information, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050, 638-0050. Folks, whether you're retired or you're still working, It pays to be smart about your income. Go to economiccheckup.org to discover tips and resources in your local community to help you manage your budget, to help you save money, to help you find work, and to help you set financial goals. It's free, it's confidential, and it's from a trusted resource, our good friends over at the nonprofit National Council on Aging. Do you have questions about food, nutrition, and diet? You can speak to a registered dietitian every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Senior Nutrition Hotline by calling 240-777-1100. That's 240-777-1100. To have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 800-217-1984. 800-217-1984, or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday on our next broadcast. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show of Dr. Eve Taylor is up next. Until then, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.